You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, environmentalists were in uproar around some announcements that came out of the Corobrik stable. Corobrik had been approved for a mining license by the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy at the start of February to begin mining coal. And that was received in quite the interesting light in the market. There was a petition that went around, and the business had come out to say that this is not what they're pursuing. There's a reason why they have this, and we're joined on the line by the company's CEO Nick Booth to just clarify this and try and make sense of what is happening. Good evening, Nick. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with where the misunderstandings come from and how long you've had your brick factory that's come into question here.
Hi, good evening, Jimmy, and thanks for having us on. We've established a reflow brick factory back in 1983, so that's over 41 years ago. And we actually started mining the site before we even had the factory completed. And the fact is on the boundary of the reflow dam nature reserve just south of Shuang. And obviously an area into environment which is fairly sensitive because of the drinking water supplied from the dam to Shwani and also the nature reserve surrounding the dam. But we have a mining license. We've had a mining license since 1980, in fact, since 1982, to mine clay on the site. What's happened to us is in the course of mining clay over the last 40 years, we've worked the face of the open cast quarry backwards, and we've uncovered a layer of coal that is in between our layers of clay. So we have to remove the coal to access the clay, which actually extends the life of the factory and gives us some benefits in terms of the production processes. And we were required by the DMRE to acquire a coal mining license to open, to remove the coal that's actually in between our layers of clay. We then followed the guidance of DMRE. We stopped mining and removing coal, which we were doing, to access our clay. And in the process, they asked us to go through a process to acquire a different mining license, which is one to mine coal. And we've actually started that process and have been going through the process. We went through a full public participation at the reserve itself, at the Yacht Club, where I actually went to the public participation and explained what we intended to do. We are not intending on opening a coal mine. We need to remove the coal so we can carry on accessing our clay to keep our brick factory running. And all we're doing really is following the guidance of DMRE in terms of acquiring the correct licenses and the correct permits to go ahead to remove the coal. The challenge with coal, however, is obviously that it can contaminate the surroundings, it can contaminate the environment. So the best solution really is to remove the coal from site. So in effect, what you have is us removing the coal, or getting somebody to remove the coal and then remove the coal from site.
So, Nick, let's be clear. You are not denying that you've applied for a mining license to mine coal. In fact, you are saying that this is a requirement from the DMRE as part of their procedures because the coal happens to be sitting between your two beds of clay. That being said, you mentioned that you're removing the coal from site. How are you doing that? What are you doing with the coal? Are you selling the coal? You said already that you have no interest in going into the coal mining space, but let's just clarify those aspects of it, obviously, for the benefit of the listeners. What's happening to the coal?
Sure, Jimmy, and thanks, sir. Yeah, so in effect, what it is, there's about, if we take off the coal at the rate we think we need to take it off to access our clay, there's about 7 years of coal. Let me just put that in perspective. There's about another 40 or 50 years of clay to keep. So it's a small part of the minerals that occur on the site. The idea really is to get somebody who specializes in coal, we're not coal miners, is to get them to remove the coal and they would sell the coal on. We would then access our clay. The one benefit we would get is that they would cover the cost of us extracting the clay. So we'd get a commercial benefit. But the biggest commercial benefit we get from the whole operation is from making and selling our bricks. As the coal is removed, access the clay will be stockpiled, and then the stockpile, we've agreed with the local community, with the Shuani councillors, that we would limit the size of the stockpile, and the stockpile would be removed physically by truckloads down to the south.
Sorry, Nick, you were breaking up there for a second and we missed some parts of that. I just want to obviously just clarify, you're bringing in an external third party to mine the coal. There will be a slight commercial benefit for Coro Brick, but you yourselves will not be selling the coal and it will not sit with you as a it will not be your responsibility. Why then was the mining license applied for in Coro Brick's name and not in the third party's name? Or is that something from the DMRE because you are the authorized miner on that particular site? And we've sorted through our little gremlins. We've got Nick Booth back on the line to wrap up that conversation we were having around Coro Brick and their coal mining license. Nick, thanks so much for coming back to us. Sorry about losing you earlier there. Not sure what happened. We were chatting about the coal license and the fact that even though there will be coal mining taking place for the next 7 years, Coro Brick intends to resume its clay mining thereafter at the same time for the next 35 to 40 years. Nick, as we close the conversation, I want to look at obviously the public concerns that have been raised, and you said you had public consultations and all of that. In terms of your environmental impact assessment and your management plan that you would have submitted to the DMRE, in that plan, did you make mention of any intentions to retain the coal or to take an interest in the coal? And are you happy to share the details of that plan with those environmentalists that are concerned here?
Absolutely, Jimmy. I mean, I've had a number of meetings with councillors from Shawnee City Council and with the local community, and I've done those personally. And we're happy to have the site inspected at any stage by any of the guys who are interested in what's going on. I think that my concern really around the petition that had been raised is that nobody's actually come to us and said, well, we need to understand exactly what's going on. So if we're going to raise a petition, we raise it on the right issues. You know, we've mined there for 40 years and coal really is a very black shale. And we mine shale on the site, which is a form of clay. And we've never had any problems with our neighbours, including the Reid Flay Nature Reserve. We think if we do the coal responsibly and we behave correctly and we follow the guidance we've been given in terms of the environmental impact assessment and the rules we must follow, there should be very little impact on our own site, and there'll be zero impact on the people around us. It's a challenge. I mean, I think coal at the moment, as we all know, is a dirty word. It's a bit of a swear word, and it does raise emotions, and we do understand that. But at the end of the day, we have a factory there that is a massive investment for the country. We've made a huge contribution to the economy over the years, and we'll continue to do so for the next 40 years. We've just got this nuisance that we have to get rid of.
Thank you for clarifying that, Nick. Thanks for being so open about the conversation and for being willing to share this. I think it's important for businesses, especially in the South African context, to be transparent about their operations. And that's exactly what Coro Brick has done in having this conversation. We'll leave it at that, Nick. That's Nick Booth, Chief Executive Officer at Coro Brick, just clarifying the reasons why the business had to acquire a coal mining license and why they are mining coal on their site at the moment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.